Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield hosting today, Wednesday, and just so glad you've joined us for this program. With me in the studio is Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with individual adults and couples, has been with us for, it feels like decades, Dawn.
Well, it has been. Well,
oh, it has been decades.
Close to decades. Yes.
Yes, and she also has been a past guest on our radio program. We're just so pleased to have her back. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
You know, the topic of the week, choose kindness, is just been such a fun topic.
Yes.
Yeah, and you are give us just a little bit, real quick summary, and let's dive into that kindness challenge.
Okay, so this is based on a book by Shanti Felhan. Mm-hmm. I saw her at a conference for Christian counselors, and I thought, oh, I really want to bring this to our listening audience. I think they will really like this because it's about improving relationships. It's a nice little tool. And so today we're on step two. So
this kindness challenge, it's coined.
Yes.
Kindness challenge.
Right.
Is a 30-day challenge that has three parts to it, steps.
Yes, three steps.
And yesterday, if people would like to visit our website after, we'll have it posted in a couple weeks up on our website, if they missed yesterday for step one.
Definitely.
What was step one?
Step one is to not say anything negative to the person or about the person. Husbands have a little bit of a different one to pay attention and listen to their wives for like 15 minutes a day and not to try to get out of conflict as early and stay in for about 5 extra minutes.
Right. So what is step two?
So step two is to find something to praise about the person. Something that you're going to be sincere about, not something that, you know, you just feel like, oh, it's not really worth the praise. Like, find something that you really like about them, or find something that you like that they did. And not only tell them, but also tell someone else.
Okay. So it's interesting, as just a comparison. Mm-hmm. Step one was not to be critical to the person.
Right.
And not be critical about the person to other people.
Right.
Step two is praise the individual that you have singled out to take this challenge. And then tell others something good about that person.
Right.
So, I don't know which would be harder for some, especially if you're in a difficult relationship. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are assuming this would be husband-wife, which I'm sure is.
Right.
But it can be a teenage daughter.
It could be a teenage daughter.
So we want to let our listeners know it could be someone that you work with that you just, oh my goodness, you just hardly can't even be on a project with.
Right. In fact, those would be really good people. I actually suggest that first you do it for your spouse. I think that's a really good relationship to start it out in. And then do it again for someone else.
And we want to point out to our listeners, if they didn't catch this, it's recommended only choose one person at a time.
Yes.
I'm just going to knock this out and I do my whole family.
Right. And then, you know, when your husband's and you aren't having a good day, then you're doing it for your daughter. You don't get that. You're not being kind to him as much.
Kind of lets you off the hook.
It does kind of let you off the hook.
Well, what are some of the obstacles about practice praising?
Well, one of the things that we can do for praise is show our appreciation, so saying thank you. Mm. And a lot of people will say, well, why should I say thank you for something that they're already doing
or should be doing.
Why should I say thank you for what they should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that when you say thank you, especially to men, that is the key thing that really helps relationships, but also for women. And so I was going to give an example in my own life where I had a job where I was working as an OT tech. And so this was a while back. And the other people were really very good at giving praise and saying thank you. Oh, thank you. You did such a good job today. Oh, you rock.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, even though that was not my chosen profession that I was going into, it really made me feel appreciated and wanting to go back to work. And
being in that environment.
Being in that environment, yes.
So one of the obstacles is we don't think we should have to say thank
right.
you. To, you know, if my teenage daughter jumped in and helped with the dishes, well, she ate off the dishes too. Why should I thank her?
Right.
That is an obstacle.
Yes.
Take a step back and realize the power of saying thank you.
Right, because maybe next time she'll jump in again. Where if you don't say thank you, maybe she won't.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes such a difference. Let's pause, hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Dawn Ottenbright, the topic of the week, choose kindness. And you know, as we move through this, and I'm hearing all this for the first time, your information, that's what I love about doing these interviews, I'm getting excited. I want to go home and be kind to somebody.
I know. Doesn't it make you excited just, about it?
Yeah, it's fun. And you know, I do want to point out that we are a mental health facility, Perspectives, in all of our locations. And we understand that mental illness is devastating and hard, and we don't want to think, well, just being kindness, that's a Band-Aid. No, that alone changes the way a person feels about themselves and a way they feel about others.
Right.
Which, depending on whatever, depression or anxiety, bipolar, it doesn't matter. It is an improvement in relationships and in our community as a whole.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So these little steps are not Band-Aids. They are building blocks.
Right, and changing brain chemistry. So one of the things that is really helpful, and we talked about not saying anything negative, last time, is when we are thinking anything negative about the person. So, and I may have missed that little part, but we're not supposed to be thinking about anything either.
Okay. Yes,
so
that's very important.
Not saying, not thinking, not saying,
others.
And not telling others. So when we're changing our brain, how our wires are connected, when we stop thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a pattern of, let's say you have a really bad relationship with your boss, and you see him and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't believe I work for this man. This is so awful. I can't wait to quit this job. I can't believe I'm here. If you can change that thought pattern, stop that, and then make a different thought pattern, you can change your brain. And so you can change that negative feeling that when you walk in, like you're so negative and so heavy, you can change it to be, okay, I'm here till, well, I'm looking for another job. And, you know, I get a pretty decent paycheck.
And I have a job.
And I have a job. And I get a pretty decent paycheck. And
It makes it. I think that is where we as humans, mm-hmm. we do not believe it. Or we would
right.
be doing it. Scripture teaches in Philippians chapter 4, think on these things. And then when
yes.
you look at that list, things that are good report, that are worthy of praise, mm-hmm. that are excellent.
Yes.
Well, why would we be directed by the Holy Spirit to think about those things? Because God created us. He mm. knows that if we land on positive thinking, or
yes.
giving praise, being kind, all of these sort of things, He knows that the chemistry, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, mm. they are all going to be released instead of cortisol, which
right.
is our stress hormone,
yes.
which makes us feel terrible.
Right.
So we have to consider that versus just throwing our hands up in the air and saying, you know, whatever comes to my mind, I'm just going to think and I'm going to dwell on it. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
Right.
That's wrong. That we will be the, we feel the consequences in our own body. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we do.
And in our relationships.
And in our relationships and for ourselves. So mm-hmm. even if it's somebody who's a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe somebody who's cutting you off when you're in traffic or wants to get in when they, you know, should have got in way further back down the road. When we let them in, then we stop thinking about that instead of when we don't let them in. That tends to stay in our head.
Uh-huh. Yes. And so, and as we look at this step two, we're mm-hmm. winding down here, but just practicing praise can move us into a whole new pattern of behavior.
Yes.
I want to encourage our listeners, we just have a couple days left on this topic. Please tune in and have your paper and pencil ready. Visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. There's good articles and blogs there. Like us on Facebook and call our office. We have 5 locations now. I'm sure one is close to you. If you have questions about the radio program or our services here at Perspectives, our girls can answer that for you. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I sure can.
Looking forward to it. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.